Well, of course, you can thank the FBI for not only raiding Donald Trump's private residence, raiding the home of James O'Keefe, who runs Project Veritas, and of course, arresting Republicans for, you know, posting memes on the internet. They also spent $3.5 million in total, which is a steal, and you should be grateful for, in censoring you by activating and training 80 agents to specifically contact social media sites like Twitter in order to make sure that your grandma didn't share a meme that upset the people in power. It's kind of a deal when you think about it. The fact we're only spending $3.5 million of taxpayer money to censor ourselves, considering that Ukraine is asking for another $47 billion. Yeah, we're hitting the Twitter files today. We have a guest on later in the show, Bryson Gray, to talk about the state of the right-wing censorship and the Twitter files. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. This is the best worst show on the internet, where we always have confetti of color, 8K graphics that come down. Like I said, we have a black backdrop because I'm traveling in Australia, but it's also because we love black. And once you go black, you never go back, except for when you taste the rainbow. I'm Elijah Schaefer. I'm your top 17 host. And before we jump into the story today, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this video. Hit down below to follow us. We are on Odyssey, Rumble, YouTube, as well as now on Twitter. So check it out and follow us wherever it is. Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter has proven to be quite a spectacle. It really has. It's quite remarkable. And before we jump into that, guys, do not forget that a greater spectacle has been none other than the U.S. economy. I just found out the other day that 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, which means our savings are being depleted or they were deleted, with over $1 trillion lost in the stock market, FTX crashing, money disappearing. It's like, how do we actually save our cash and save our money in a way that can invest over the period of time? Well, I'll tell you how. My friends at Goldco have a special offer for you right now if you want to invest in gold and silver. So you might be asking, why would I do that? Well, here's the thing. Gold and silver has went up 1,000, 2,000% respectively over the last several decades. And over those times that it's went on, the dollar has lost up to 90% of its value. So you tell me where to put your money, whether you want to keep it in cash fiat that continues to deflate, inflate, and move around and then until it has no value, or actually invest in gold and silver to protect your 401k, your retirement, and also to honestly protect the money that you have saved up. If you call my friends at Goldco right now at 855-242-4758, that's 855-242-4758, and click the link in the description, fill out the form right now, and they'll tell you how to get up to $10,000 of free silver right now. Check it out. Goldco is supporting this show. They support you and free speech, and they also want to support your money. Do not wait until it's too late. Support yourself with my friends at Goldco, 855-242-4758, or click the link in the description. Oh, life's been such a shit show, ladies and gentlemen. Watching the left completely lose their collective minds has been extremely entertaining. And now, though, as Elon continues to reveal insider information into how Twitter previously operated, which is damning, we are learning just how corrupt the system really is. And when I say, you know, the system, I'm referring to the political machine that controls most of the media, they. This is government agencies, academia, and finance. And before you go just blaming one race for everything, even if certain groups, including communists and specific races, were behind a lot of this, oh, believe me, it has spread into the very fingertips of almost everything that we touch today. Except for me, because nobody ever wants to do that to me. I'm just kidding. But this machine has allied itself with the Democrats and a handful of Republicans to manipulate public opinion. Now shift the outcome of elections and concentrate power in the hands of the elite. While many people previously speculated that Twitter was intentionally manipulating the flow of information, which is fine to say, it's now been confirmed. Now, as Musk has since put it, there's no question at all that Twitter operated as a Democrat Party activist machine. That's a quote. This operation's ringleader was their former head of safety, Yoel Roth. He's a gay Jewish man that people say was targeted for his homosexuality and for his race. I've mentioned this name a few times in the past, but his race and sexuality have nothing to do with it. In fact, we're targeting him because under Roth, the Department of Safety embarked on a crusade against the right wing. They used a number of different tactics and methods to achieve their goals. You've all heard of shadow banning, which is one of the most effective yet covert tactics. And though they said, we never shadow ban, we'll never block your posts. You know, they give it a fancy name like deboosted, or, you know, I forget what their other technical term for it. It's all the same. It's whether it's me or it was you, baby, we're breaking up. Okay. It doesn't really matter. A breakup is a breakup. Now, this allowed Twitter to make accounts nearly disappear without leaving any hint of interference, just like we are on YouTube, where they told us that we were a borderline account and that they just were going to stop showing our content, not only to non-subscribers, but to the people that signed up to see it. It seems maddening, like maybe we're all crazy, but it really is happening. And if that weren't enough, they would outright ban accounts, as they did with people like Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Trump himself, and more recently, we're even seeing later, it's not getting better with Kanye West. Now, this all pales in comparison to their manipulation of the site's algorithms, trending page, and search results. You see, Twitter employees would manually boost topics and news stories that favored their agendas. On the other hand, they would purge anything that didn't fit their narrative. It's a very easy game to play. And I'm sure you can think of a few examples of this. Oh, look, a school shooting? Okay, yeah, let's juice that. We hate the Second Amendment. But wait a second. Just like in Arlington, Texas, my brother is a black brother? Well, we got to shut it down. De-amplify, de-boost. Additionally, now we know that Twitter was doing this at the request of the Democratic Party, the FBI, and other government agencies. In fact, leaked documents now show that Yoel Roth was actually meeting with FBI directors directly. Like, this is crazy stuff. You've got the gay guy meeting with the gay part of the U.S. Government. The FBI is like the Navy of spy agencies or of law enforcement. Y'all know what they're doing in the back of their blacked out SUVs. I mean, if they're not doing it with each other, they're at least fucking us all over. I can tell you that. Now, they called this the Weekly Sync. Sounds like a boy band. You ever hear the new song by the Weekly Sync? Well, instead of that, they were actually screwing you over. Get this, apparently the FBI was ordering Roth to delete individual tweets related to election security. I love that phrase, election security. And Twitter was very clearly censoring President Trump and his supporters. It was also preventing stories like the Hunter Biden laptop scandal and instances of voter fraud from going viral. Now, this all seems to have circulated on January 6th when the team at Twitter went into a panic. Now, evidently, Roth and his group of cronies met with the FBI in the wake of the Capitol protest. Soon afterwards, they banned the president. Now, did the FBI, who were supposed to answer to Trump, by the way, ask Twitter to ban him? Well, the answer is exactly probably a resounding yes. So to sum it all up, in America, the land of the free, we have a tightly woven network of elites colluding with each other to maintain power that we have in writing. We have the records. Keep the receipts. I keep all my receipts. It's how you stay in power. It's how you remember it because you keep a record of everything. And I never forget. And the government doesn't either. They've been doing this for years at our expense. Our taxpayer money, our vote, and even our freedom of thought is being stolen from us. You can't negate that. You can't fight that. So Twitter was taking orders from the deep state to influence the outcome of the 2020 election. Period. There's no other way to put it. I don't care if anyone gets mad at me for that. That's the truth. So yeah, maybe the election wasn't rigged by some rigging organization, but it's weird when every tech company was working to suppress information to make a fair election. Now that means that the deep state is not only real, but was probably far more insidious and evil than most of us had even imagined. Remember, this is all we found so far. This is what wasn't deleted. And this is only at one tech company. Now that's your government, by the way. This is what America has become. This is exactly what's going on. And to talk more about the state of American politics, whether there is hope or there is chance, I want to welcome Bryson Gray, who's a Billboard charting rapper and Christian conservative commentator. But before we talk about that, do not forget, guys, that there's something so important I need to let you know and warn you about. It's not just tech companies that are destroying your rights. There's a part of your life that may actually end up causing more of a wreck in your home than anything. And yes, I'm talking about your dog's guts. We all know that dogs have sensitive guts and sometimes they're diarrheaing, they're feeling lethargic, and we feed them food. It's really hard to know what to give them. Some food's more expensive than others. But what if I told you in mostly every food, there is a specific ingredient that is toxic, that is poisonous, and maybe the number one cause of why your dog is not only possibly ending his life early, but feels so lethargic. Yeah, I'm talking about meat meal. This is a mystery meat product, one of the number one ingredients in most food. It's made of spoiled foods and meat packaging. It's disgusting. So if you love your dog, or if you know someone who does, you need to get the link in the description right now because Dr. Marty has figured out an exact way to create food and to expose this ingredient that actually works for you. Now, if you want to find food that does not contain this ingredient, and you want to order food that will make your dog happy, healthy, and love you, because you love them. They're so good to us. We really do love our little best friend. Make sure you grab the link into this Christmas. Make sure you get some for your family. Let your family members know, please, right now. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/offensive. Click the link in the description. dogfoodexposed.com/offensive. dogfoodexposed.com/offensive. Right now to find out what this ingredient is, if it's in your food, and how to find the food that will actually work for your dog and for the dogs around you. Get the link in the description. I'd like to welcome to the show, Bryson Gray. Thanks for coming on. Nobody knows more about the BS going on in the world than my good friend, Christian conservative rap artist. He's also a top charting rap performer as well. You might have heard many of his songs. They're famous. They're viral. Bryson Gray, welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Yo, thank you so much for having me on, man.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so, I mean, I think the last time that we talked in studio was the day before the 2020 election. And unfortunately, I feel like things really haven't gotten better for the country per se since then. I feel like it's been kind of a downhill spiral for the nation. Like it's like on a self-destruct mode. Are you on the same page as me on that?
Oh yeah. I mean, it started going downhill before that, but especially culturally, society is just becoming more godless and more immoral as time goes, and it's going to continue getting worse.
Yeah, no, I know that. And then, I just want to talk about this. So like, you know, you and I have been censored so much. I mean, like every video I see on YouTube, it's like, dude, I didn't even know you still make content. I didn't know you're still on here. You were actually even suspended from Twitter. So before we even talk about the files, why were you suspended recently? I saw that you were taken off.
Because I called Elton John gay. I kid you not. I said, he said something and I said, you're gay. So ... And that's what got me banned. And I've never been banned on Twitter in my life. I'm back on now, though. But like I said before, I've seen more people get censored on Twitter now than ever before.
Yeah, me too. You happen to not be a firm believer in putting your faith and trust in the Lord and Savior, Elon Musk. Yeah, you happen to be a little bit against that. Why are you so against Elon?
Because I have to judge people by their fruits. And what I notice about people left and right, they justify everything people they like say. And they always seem to have the same justification. Don't take what he said on face value. He meant some secret thing that he meant, and it's not what he said. It's 5D chess. Like Elon Musk brags about hate speech being down on Twitter every week, at least once. He told you he was going to shadow ban you. He literally, I think he sort of admitted this was a stupid idea, but he was going to be the first social media site I've ever seen since I've been alive to ban you from posting links to other social media sites. I've literally never seen that in my life. And I saw conservatives justifying that. Listen, he is an atheist or at best agnostic, transhumanist, admitted socialist, raising his children gender neutral. This is the man that conservatives are parading around as if he's some type of savior. Now, I'm not saying everything he's doing is bad. I heard that he banned a lot of CP accounts. I've never seen CP on Twitter, probably because I'm not a weirdo, so I don't look for it. But I heard he banned those accounts, and obviously that's a good thing. Bringing people back is obviously a good thing, but I feel like he's banned. Matter of fact, I think stats will show that he's banned more people than he's brought back.
Well, I mean, and I agree with that a lot because, like, you know, as we see in the Twitter files, he is exposing corruption. But, dude, like, I will firsthand admit one of the main things the right wing has screwed up on and that I'm a firm believer on is that, like, we've let our entire movement be co-opted by homosexuals and women and liberals too. Right? Liberals. I mean, and you see, like, some of these main conferences that are going on, the speakers are atheists, they're liberals, they're neoliberals, and there's this precedence given to people. And then you also notice, it doesn't have to be the full combination of this, but straight white Christian males or a combination with some of those targets. If you start espousing any of those values for straightness, whiteness, Christian or male values, you're actually demonized and they'll take anybody, no matter what they are, they'll hold you to a standard too. And they'll blast you and they'll make you look a certain way and they'll try to discredit you or whatever they can do. Meanwhile, they literally elevate these other people who are subverting the entire movement.
I think that's a part of the agenda. perfect example is I literally heard a few people over the weekend talking, saying that we need to push, you know, this movement to more liberal. Matter of fact, they complained that some events were too conservative. And in my mind, I'm like, I think I've only seen like two real conservatives speak anyway. And they were behind the scenes talking about making it more liberal. This is literally an agenda that I don't want no parts of. I don't want to be a part of it at all, to be exact. I will admit this, conservatives, real conservatives, lost the battle on conservatism. We lost. It has been co-opted by liberals, homosexuals, and feminists. I don't want to call out names on the show because, you know, I'm just chill. But people like me, right? I'm like at Team USA event over this weekend. I'm not saying this to brag or anything. I'm just saying it to make a larger point. It was, I don't know how many ambassadors there. There isn't any ambassadors that had to take more pictures than me. And I'm the black sheep, right? Oh, right. How did Bryson get in here? Bryson shouldn't be in here. He's homophobic. All the people that they prop up, none of them are as popular. The people just don't rock with them. This is the truth. Anybody that was there at the event, they saw I didn't have no booth. I had lines of people taking pictures with me just random on spot. Because people actually resonate with the things that I say. All these other people that get propped up by the establishment, nobody cares about them. Like nobody, the only person outside of the speakers that has taken more pictures than me is somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously it's Kyle Rittenhouse. But it just shows you that the people are resonating with the real, genuine human beings. We're just not the ones with the backing, the ones getting propped up. And I think there's an issue, and I think that says a lot when people like Tommy Loren can speak anywhere, and she's like a clear-cut liberal. I don't think she's anything but people like me get called too right-wing and too controversial.
Well, yeah, and I find it to be very interesting too, like, because I know you're really outspoken against homosexuals, but you're not even outspoken, and this is what I find is so weird. You're actually not outspoken against homosexuals existing. And someone would say you are, you'll probably say you are, but what I meant is you actually start with the most light version of this. You said, hey, in a space that's supposed to be conservative, why is it that we pretend to care about every other moral? We'll lambast anyone for sinning or making any mistake or doing anything, or like, you know, you took a picture with the wrong person is what I'm saying. Like, you take a picture with the wrong person in the right wing. Oh, you're a bad guy. You're a bad girl. You gotta exit the movement. But you can be an actual homosexual, and not only will you get praised, but you'll get defended, and anyone who attacks you, they'll cancel. And so I'm not here to come out to attack anyone by name or anything specifically. I just find it funny that you point out a lot of the hypocrisy. It's like you're not even necessarily coming against anyone. You're saying, guys, you're full of crap, and this is complete BS. And in the end, the people still support you, which shows that the people aren't falling for this. The people are not... Again, the deception, the deep state, the power hold, the foreign money that's invested in these groups, it's not working because the people see through it. And you can see that by their support for you. I mean, what does that mean for the future of the movement? What does that mean for the people?
All right, think about it like this, bro. You can take a picture of a literal transgender with a MAGA hat on, and you will get praise in this movement. You take a picture with Nick Fuentes, the opposite reaction happens. So that says a lot about where this movement is. Like I said, I mean, the future of this movement, you're looking at it. We conservatives, real conservatives, as Christians, we've lost the battle in conservatism. The LGBT people, they came, they saw, they conquered. Now, with that being said, when I say they conquer the movement, I mean they conquer the establishment. So they're going to be the ones with the backers. They're going to be the ones with the investors. They're going to be the ones able to put on these huge events. But they don't have the people. And I feel like that was on full display at the event I was at over this weekend. Like, nobody cares about these people. And I'm not saying that to be a douchebag. I'm being serious. I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and like, nobody cares. They don't. People like real people, if you like it or not. Those are the people that people truly resonate with. Not saying nobody, you can get propped up and get some fans. You can get 2 million followers on Instagram. But what happens when you go into the streets? You know what I'm saying? And that's and that shows you the truth. So, I mean, it's bittersweet. The bitterness of it is I feel like this thing as a movement is over, as a political movement is over. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump announced Richard Grenell as his VP and Richard Grenell said being gay makes him a better Christian. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But for the people, I feel like it's a perfect opportunity to really get more conservative.
Yeah, but you know what I think is weird, though, Bryson, is like you and I have been known each other for a long time. It's been a lot of years that we've been involved in this. And, you know me personally, like I went from like being a centrist to I've never been neoliberal in the fact of, because I always have a conservative mind, but a liberal personality, just because I was born and raised in Fagtopia, you know, down in LA. But I also understand that there is a commitment that I've even committed myself to trying to at least acknowledge the truth, even if I have a hard time following it. Like, and I still don't consider myself to be conservative. And I try to be honest with people about that up front. And I think that's something that we've lost. I tell people, hey, I'm not conservative. I'm not liberal, but I'm not conservative because I haven't fully understood how that lifestyle and how the people that are conservative are doing anything to actually back up that what they're saying works. And I mean that genuinely, because the conservatives, you have transsexual conservatives and gay conservatives and all these people, which is just funny to me. It's like, just admit the fact of what you are. Just say you're liberal. Say you are what you are. Now, in fact, there's no judgment on honesty. There's no judgment on just being real on the fact of who you are. But you will find this. And I came to this conclusion with Kevin the other day, my wife, if you're new to the show, was that anybody on the right wing who tries to fight for conservative Christian values, and I consider myself to be someone who fights for these things because I'm a scientist, and even if sometimes you don't, like, you know, maybe you're not going to jump off the cliff, you're still going to warn someone about gravity and the fact that if you do, you're going to die. And so I know conservative values are true and they're the right way. If you try to fight for right-wing Christian conservative values, male values, there becomes a coordinated conservative effort, not just on the left wing, but on the right wing, to discredit, to dismantle, to sabotage, to slander. It's crazy to the point that anybody you see, even any politician that's actually fighting for these, if you Google them, if you search them up, it's just slander and attacks and discrediting. And you can't even find a good piece of information on Fox about these people. You can't find anything good on Twitter. You can't find anything good on a search engine, on social media. It's like almost maybe the devil's behind trying to silence the voices that are actually out there. Because Bryson, I'll tell you, if I were to believe the things that people said about you, it would make you seem like you're a monster. But knowing you personally and up front, I know you're the real deal. I know that you're fighting for what you believe in. And I know that you really aren't, you know, some crazy person. You are what you preach. And it's hard to realize, like you said, but you're not going to get the main stage at the conference. You're not going to get the main speaking platform. You're not going to get the algorithmic favorability. Why? Because the truth and people who are speaking it don't get rewarded here on earth. How do you deal with that? The fact that you know that the world is against you, the odds are against you, but yet you still haven't given up hope and you still fight for what you believe in. I mean, are you insane, or what drives you? What motivates you?
Things that motivate me is when I see people like Andrew Tate, for example. Andrew Tate is sort of degenerate at times, but most of his values, the things that he speak are very, very conservative. Matter of fact, a lot of things he say would be considered far right to a lot of conservatives. But I know that because a lot of conservatives hate Andrew Tate. He believes in the role of women, yada, yada, yada. But what I noticed is he won. He won the battle of ideas when it was fair. So much so that they had to make an effort to take him off of everything because he won the battle of ideas. He was on live streams with the biggest liberal names you could think of, and he still was viewed favorably by the majority of the internet, which is why he was so popular. So when I see things like that happen, same thing with Sneeko. When I see things like that continuing to happen, it lets me know that in a fair battle of ideas, true conservative and true Christian ideas will always win, because I feel like it's nature. Like it's just weird. We're just literally telling you about real nature. And you're like, I actually do feel that way. So, I mean, it's correct. We need to overthrow the current conservative establishment. Because what's going on right now is being polluted. Claiming to be a conservative is like claiming to be a Christian now. Anybody can do it. You could be a porn star and do it. It doesn't even matter at this point. You could be a porn. You could be having OnlyFans and say, I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. Have it in your bio. You know what I'm saying? And everybody loves it, right? So it's time for an overthrow. And 2023, I'm trying to overthrow it. I don't know how. And I'm saying it publicly because I want the devil to know that I'm with all the smoke. And I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but it will be overthrown.
Well, yeah, and I do find, though, like, one of the things for me, too, is that this is where I'm at in my journey, is, like, I'm married, I'm trying to start a family, I'm moving in a direction, I love my family, and, you know, even my wife, we do our live streams together now, I know we're headed in a direction that I'm really proud of, but I've also realized the truth, you know, like, I tried to get out of the Conservative Inc. establishment for a long time, actually, but they don't let you leave, and when you leave, they'll never let you leave peaceably. But I'm glad that the most of the time, like with the Andrew Tates, with the Sneakos, with you, with me, with a lot of people who get dragged or get hit, is that people don't buy the bullshit. People don't buy into the attacks. They don't buy in to the mob mentality. Because really, truly, like I was talking to Kez last night, I go, Kez, I think I'm going to go on a journey to learn how to become, you know, not to fall into the category of conservative, but where I never have to tell people I am conservative or try to put it in my bio or work for an organization, but just by what I live by, just by what I'm fighting for, just because I go out there, all these men, what's funny is they go out there and they hold only men to high standards. They go, you can't pioneer, you can't make mistakes, you can't say things you regret, you can't get in a fight on Twitter because then you're mean and you're bullying. And then what? The girls get no judgment. They can have OnlyFans, like you said, do whatever they want. The gays get put on a pedestal. That's sexual sin. That's like an abomination to God. And it's not even like one you can really get out of. It's like just genuinely something that you're stuck in. And I pray for them. And I mean, it's probably really tough. But ultimately speaking, it's like, we have to not be afraid as men of what people think about us. We have to not be afraid of the censorship and what's going on. We have to not fear the categories that we're put into or the fear of man that people might, you know, spitefully accuse us, persecute us. Because truly speaking, Jesus Christ did nothing wrong and he was crucified. He was crucified on the cross. The apostles, right? Some of them were crucified upside down, boiled in vats of water. They didn't do anything except try to tell people the truth and tell them the way, the truth and the life and the way to know God. But today, like I saw on Twitter with you, people don't even acknowledge the Old Testament. They don't even acknowledge the Torah. They don't even acknowledge the law of God. They still don't look at the truth. And they acknowledge God like the end times promises us in the scripture, but they deny the power within that could actually save them, it says, that could actually change them. And so there is this denial of the power of God. That's why the right wing has no forgiveness. The right wing has no redemption. The right wing has nothing but narcissism, a path to fame, immediate judgment, cancel culture. It's filthy. It's gross. The hearts of people are wicked, but people like you are trying to change it. And I respect that. But if you want to take it down, what are you going to do to actually change it? What are you going to do to actually be able to fix it? Because that seems like an undertaking. Brother, you got some serious country's money involved in keeping you from doing that, if you know what I mean.
It is kind of difficult, but I think people underestimate the amount of people that agree with the things that I say or things, a lot of things that you may say or things that a lot of Christian conservatives are saying. I think people are underestimating the amount of people that agree with it. So you may have to go out of your way, but I think we could get people that'd be willing to fund a type of event for those type of things. I don't think that's far off. I've actually talked to people that are willing to do it that have the money. Now, maybe not as much as people, you know, overseas or a lot of people from certain groups that I may not name because I don't want to, you know, get my Adidas deal taken away. but I think there's a lot of people that'd be willing to support real Christian conservative values. I'm telling you, I got a feeling 2023, we will see if you don't see something coming out that I have something to do with, then maybe I was wrong, but I believe it is.
Do not forget, guys, if you are trying to maximize your mental capacity, which means that you are like me and you get through the middle of the day and you feel like you're going to crash, you don't have time to take a nap, too many cups of coffee will make you jittery, and you're not going to go get some prescription for Adderall, and you need an alternative to maximize your mental potential. You might never have heard of nootropics before, but if you have and you haven't acted upon it, you should now by going to nootopia.com/offensive for 25% off the entire store for the Christmas sale. Now, what nootropics are is they are a way to activate 100% of your mental capacity and your brain force to allow you to live like a limitless pilled individual. You've heard of the red pill, you've heard of the black pill, but the limitless pill essentially gives you the energy, the focus, the tenacity, and the confidence to continue on through your day without all of the nasty side effects of these prescription medications. They also offer plenty of other awesome natural ways to calm yourself, as well as to continue to give yourself those bursts of focus. I highly recommend using the Upbeat, which is a way you just take it in the morning. It gives you that extra push through the day, whether you work in the office or you work out on the construction field and you're looking for that ability to get through. The Zamner juice, a couple sprays as well, gets you prepped up and going very, very easily. But there's also other ways to calm yourself down as well. Check it out right now at nootopia.com/offensive. That's nootopia.com/offensive. That's nootopia.com/offensive for 25% off. Check the link in the description. Help yourself. Get a grift for your friends. And I say get a grift, not a gift, because if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what to get your friends and family, just grift off the ad and pick up some nootropics. They won't be upset. You won't regret it. Nootopia.com/offensive for 25% off. Check it out. So we're talking about this with the Twitter files, which is amazing. So basically, it came out the other day, and we know about this, that the Twitter files was revealing more about the government from Matt Taibbi. It said that Twitter had contacts with the FBI that were constant and pervasive, as if it were subsidiary. And he used the phrase subsidiary that the tech companies, right, these demonic forces, were actually subjugated or submissive. That's a key word. To the corporate entities that we've put into power, I guess the deep state. I mean, does that shock you? What does that mean for us as people who are fighting against this, that the tech companies are serving under the control of the three-letter agencies?
History just repeats itself. I mean, if you remember, there was trials and it came out that journalists was being basically hired by the CIA. It came out that film companies were being influenced by the CIA and other three-letter companies. And now it comes out that Twitter is also being influenced and paid by these three-letter companies. This is not surprising to me at all. I am glad that it's finally coming out on paper. But the question is, what are we going to do move forward? Is anybody going to go to jail? Is anything going to change? And that's the issue I'm having. It's like, okay, we know, but we found out a lot of things that has been confirmed over the last year and a half, and I haven't seen anything come from it. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the next step? What's the next plan? What do we do moving forward? You know, or is the same thing going to happen?
Right. You know, and I think what's really cool, though, is when you go through this, it is reminding things that there was a high number of requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts. And you see this move from these three-letter agencies to be attacking, you know, actual threats to then going after people like you, myself, the people watching and listening to this, and actually saying, hey, we're under the guise of fighting terrorism. But we get to define what a terrorist is, and we are fighting election fraud, but we get to define what that is. And election fraud goes from literally doing what they're doing and, you know, doing all these irregularities to then election fraud is Bryson Gray releasing a rap song that questions the election, which you did get censored for directly. I think it got taken off of YouTube. I mean, now you realize, right? I mean, if it's happening at Twitter, it's definitely happening on the other platforms. And this is what they want, to delete art, delete anybody who questions. Is this the smoking gun? Like, does this finally reveal to us that what we've been crying out all along is true? Or do you feel like nothing's going to happen from this?
I mean, it does show that what we've been saying is true. Facebook admitted to censoring the Hunter Biden story. We know that Instagram, other places did the same thing. A lot of people remember during the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a lot of people were getting their entire accounts banned for even saying that they don't believe Kyle Rittenhouse was guilty. That's interesting in itself. Same thing with the pandemic, if that's what you want to call it. and we see with a lot of other things. So, I mean, the smoking gun is like, okay, it's true. Do I think anything's going to come from it? No, because if we find out that the FBI is paying Twitter to do certain things, influencing them, we find out that Twitter is literally implementing these policies for three-letter agencies, I mean, the only thing that can happen from it is somebody should be arrested or something. Something. Can people on Twitter sue the FBI or Twitter? But in all honesty, I don't think nothing is going to happen. Absolutely nothing, unfortunately.
Yeah, I happen to hold the same view, because I want to remind people that assisting that the FBI social media focused task force known as FTIF, created in the wake of the 2016 election, swelled to 80 agents and corresponded with Twitter to identify alleged foreign influence and election tampering of all kinds. Federal intelligence and law enforcement reach into Twitter included the Department of Homeland Security, which partnered with security contractors and think tanks to pressure Twitter to moderate content. That's the smoking gun. It's not just that there was a task force created, but this shows that the entire movement of the country, one, changed post-2016 to where these agencies were so mad that the democratic process worked in our favor and not in the way that they predetermined, that they started creating task forces to prevent the wrong person from being elected again. Don't you feel like this actually reveals the fact that our democracy is a sham? There's no such thing as a republic. We don't have real elected officials. Like, it's all a farce to begin with, and they're making sure that it never happens again.
Yeah, everything is elected. Yeah, everyone is elected. But what they really want is they want to control the farce of a battle of ideas, right? So, like I said earlier with Andrew Tate, with a lot of other people, and Donald Trump in 2016, if you let a real battle of ideas happen, they have seen it doesn't work in their favor. Because when it happens, we win the battle of ideas. So what they have to do is they have to rig the system. I'm not talking about the election, YouTube, at this exact moment. I am talking about social media. They have to censor people with opposing ideas and boost people with the ideas that they want to get out, because they know social media is how you influence the youth that's coming up. And we've seen that in real time. Look at college campuses. Look what kids in high school believe now. Look what kids in middle school believe. It is because they were able to rig the battle of ideas.
Right. I also find it to be the smoking gun there was that it said that the Homeland Security was basically buying out private sector groups to create these fake, you know, hashtags and these movements. And that's what I love, is that like everything everybody is upset about, like, oh, election, you know, this democracy is under threat. It proves that the government is buying the narrative, and these people are pieces of shit. They're literally taking money from the enemy of the people to speak out against the people. It doesn't surprise me, but I feel like this is kind of a... I don't know what the right word would be, but this is sort of a sweet revelation for us to prove that if this is happening on the left, and a lot of these Democratic Alliance, you know, people are taking money from these groups to subvert people who really fight for this country, real patriots, doesn't that mean it's probably happening on the right wing as well? Doesn't that mean that a lot of groups are probably taking money from not just our government, but foreign governments, foreign interest groups? Because that's the whole point. Like, you know, a big organization could go, well, I'm not taking money from the FBI. Yeah, but you're taking money from a group that's getting money from the FBI. And we're literally paying with our tax dollars to be subverted. Pisses me off. I don't know about you.
Oh, I mean, no doubt that's happening. But the sad reality of this is, who's gonna care outside of those that do? And what I mean by that is, me and you care because we keep up with what's going on. But I wonder, is the regular average day-to-day average Joe person, does that person even know that Twitter files exist? They were probably influenced by FBI, you know what I'm saying, pushing for certain things to happen on social media and Homeland Security. But do they even know that it's being exposed? Because when I talk to your average day-to-day people outside of like conservatives, like I was in an Uber with a guy, he doesn't know. So my thing is like either I want people to get arrested, sued, or can we influence other people to show them that this whole thing is a farce? But the question is, how are they going to find out? Because the only people that truly know is people like us that keep up with it.
Well, yeah, and I feel like that's one of the main things that I hate about all this is how... we have this revelation, but people are okay with being subverted, because, you know, when it talks about here that the FBI and DHS regularly sending social media content to Twitter through multiple entry points, pre-flagged for moderation, and then the new Twitter files also dropped just the other day saying that you know, not only was this the case, but that the Homeland Security, that all these people had a bunch of fake accounts that they were running, that were using AI generated profile pictures, that they were getting verification, right? They said verification was really about, you know, verifying who people were, but the government was allowed to run fake accounts with fake people to push their own government messages from the Pentagon that were never really even addressed until about May of 2022. And so when you think about this, like how many people on Twitter that were causing problems during the 2016 election were even real people? How many people that were causing problems, you know, throughout all of Trump's presidency and these groups are actually legitimate groups? You really don't know. And then so it's like when the Women's March gets a million people showing up, did they just amplify the message and just send it out to, you know, 120 million people? So then, you know, it's like they didn't have to pay for advertising. It's like, well, anybody can get a million people out there then if it goes out to 120 million and it's lies and the lies aren't censored and you have this artificial amplification. Like, Bryson, we got to feel good about the work that we do, because the fact that anybody finds it, the fact that anybody sees it, the fact that anybody can access this, and that the fact that the government, our own money, we're paying to be suppressed. I mean, the fact you're beating these people out on the charts, I mean, this is a revelation that I feel like should actually encourage us in the midst of the discouragement, because we've got to keep our eyes set on hope. But maybe I'm just being too optimistic, but I feel like we've got to allow God's love and God's encouragement where it is and not just be pessimists, not just look at the negative, because mindset to me is everything when it comes to survival.
Well, that's a silver lining though, isn't it? That we, without that, we don't have none of that. We don't even have none of that, especially the rappers, the critical conservative rappers. Unless we get lucky and get a song go crazy viral, we don't get propped up by any of the conservative establishment. So without all that, we're still beating people on the charts. I think I've had like at least 6 number one songs this year on iTunes without no label, with no backing, no large budget, no not being propped up with any of that, and we're still breaking through. And what this tells me is if it keep getting exposed, hopefully if we can find a way to wake people up to it, hopefully if we can make it stop, then that means, you know, if God willing, of course, then we will be able to get the message out how it was always meant to get out in the first place.
Right. And I want to bring this up, though. The fact is, too, that people don't realize that we have a dobbing system in our country. The El Paso FBI was actually asking people to call numbers on hotlines if you saw people on social media questioning the election. But my question is, if the election is so safe and secure and if everything was happening, why did we need collusion between big tech? Why did we need collusion to stop people from questioning it? I mean, if the truth is the truth and the truth shall set you free, I've learned a lot in my own life. Sometimes when it comes to bullshit, you just ignore it. When it comes to lies or these things, you just go, ah, fuck it. You know, I'm just going to move on with my life. What you really should be worried about is when someone's trying so hard to defend their case and so hard to prove everyone wrong and to prove everyone's lying. And when the government gets desperate like that about the elections, like, oh, I've got to disprove everyone. Dude, if it's not real and it's not legit and the election is true, just ignore it. Move on with your life. Don't take the bait. Don't feed the conspiracy theorists and the election deniers, because they're all full of crap. Unless maybe you're freaked out because you think that we're right, or you know that we're right. And so then you've got to work really hard to discredit and to slander and to smear. And usually where all that stuff is usually where you find the liars and you find the fraudulence and you find that, because that's a very demonic tactic. We're in a spiritual battle and the devil is a deceiver and he loves spreading false information. And it's ironic that they accuse us of spreading the false information and being the conspiracy theorists when they're literally using our money to silence us. It's wild.
And bots. Who do you think fund all the fact checkers? Listen, I did a documentary with Vice, and I think it's coming out in January. And she said that the lady interviewing me, I think she was an LGBTer, you know, she said, I wish they wouldn't censor you, because she feels like it gives me an excuse to claim censorship, right? And it gives me the excuse to say, if I wasn't censored, I would be here, I would be there. And I responded to her and I was like, you don't get it though, right? they have no choice but to censor so they can create the agenda to push. They want to paint us as the crazy people. They want to paint us as a conspiracy theorist. They want to paint us as all these things so they can lie to you. And there's no other opposing view. There's no dissenting view that you could even hear because they censored everybody. I was like, so none of us, we're not using it as excuses. We're just calling it out because it's obviously happening. And that's one of the good things about Twitter files. It proves it. Even to the liberals that keep up with politics, like the Vice people, they keep up with what's going on. I know they see what's happening with the Twitter files. I know they're sitting there thinking like, dang. You know what I'm saying? It's verifiably true now. Like, dang. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, it's bittersweet.
No, it is. And I do bring that up because I don't want to get too much into the Twitter files, but just with all this information, it comes to the point of when are you going to wake up, people? When are you going to get out there? When are you going to start speaking out? Like, you can't wait. And I want to encourage people that, like, you've gone through so much in the last few years, Bryson, and I've gone through a lot too. And I have every reason to just throw in the towel. Like, I've given up on humanity like 23 times in the last 2 years. Because I just, like, I look at people and I look at things and I just go, why are you like this? But then I realize that's when my eyes are on the world, when my eyes are on people, when my eyes are on the circumstances. But when my eyes stay fixed on Christ, I get focused. The noise gets cut out and you get mission driven and you go, I'm going to remain set on accomplishing and committing myself to the things that God has. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to move on and just pretend and hide. And I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to confront it head on. What encouragement do you have to people that just maybe they're not involved? They're not out there. Like, I'm in Australia right now. I'm in my mobile studio. But I know people out here are passive. They just don't feel like fighting. They just don't want to. They don't want to do it, right? And it's costs you something. You will get slammed. You will get dragged. You will get slandered. You will get lied about. You will get persecuted. You will lose money. These things will happen. So what's the upside, Bryson? Why are we doing it? Why are we fighting?
Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And that is the Bible verse I live by. And not only that, if you're too afraid to speak out, if you feel like you can't do it, you don't want to sacrifice, you don't want to risk, you should at least be supporting the people that do. You should be supporting them. And I'm going to say this, a lot of influencers, with your money. Yes, if they have merch, buy it. If they whatever content they have that's purchased that you can purchase, do it. You donate your money to all these politicians that don't change anything in the first place. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I donated $1,000 to Trump. You know what I'm saying? During the 2020 election. So like we give all this money to politicians, we don't view that as anything negative. But when the people that's trying to change the cultural aspect of things, which is the most important aspect of things, people view it as, oh no, you're begging for money. No. We're selling the merch because we need the funds to continue what we're doing in the first place. So if you have a influencer, not one of these fake neocon gay weirdos, please, not them. I'm talking about actual people that can actually change culture, because to change culture, listen, to move forward, we have to move backwards. Meaning the slippery slope theory, it's not a fallacy. It's an actual fact of life that we've seen. I have a blog I wrote in 2013 that I read. And I was talking about how the LGBT was boycotting Chick-fil-A for no absolute reason. It didn't make any sense. And I talked about sort of the slippery slope. And if you would have asked me in 2013, would we be talking about different genders and Z-Zer and men in the White House dressing like women? I would have told you it's not going to go that far. You're overreacting. But the slippery slope was more slippery than even I imagined. So when you have people that's really fighting against that agenda, because even conservatives don't understand the slippery slope. And that's why they're parading around transgenders with conservative in their bios. I'm a conservative transgender, conservative gay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep propping them people up because y'all don't even understand the slippery slope. But long story short, sorry for the rant. Long story short, if you have a conservative influencer that's truly fighting against the agenda, especially people like us that get canceled, like we need the support. We're not ask you for GoFundMes. We're actually doing it through capitalism as we're supposed to.
Well, that's a good point then. Where can people find you and follow you, Bryson, if they want to keep up with all the madness besides, you know, iTunes, Spotify, wherever else your music is currently located, which you should search it up. But like on social media, if they want to follow the madness, plug your links.
Real Bryson Gray on Twitter, Bryson Creates on Instagram, Real Bryson Gray on Gab and True Social. And I'm bright. Just type in Bryson Gray on YouTube and Rumble. I just reached like I'm almost at 260,000 subscribers on YouTube. So yeah, subscribe to that. Follow me wherever you can. But heavy emphasis on the Rumble, the Gab, the True Social, because I could be banned on everything like that. So yeah,
awesome. Thank you so much, Bryson, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Make sure you follow him. The link's in the description. And what an amazing interview that was. Guys, as we continue to grow the show, do not forget that it is available Tuesday, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have a live stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can find it wherever you can find podcasts. You can also listen to this podcast audio only. I encourage you to download it if you haven't already. It really helps us out. And to leave a 5-star review if you have not already. We are available on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, wherever else you can find them. And we do have a review today from such an awesome show from Dead On Down Rage 90. The show you just recently did with Laura literally had me in tears, and I've shared it to more people than I can count. Keep doing what you're doing and don't let anyone stop you from spreading the truth, my brother. I appreciate that so much. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I've been your top 17 host. Don't forget that you can support us at elijahschaefer.locals.com. It's a very important way that you can continue to support this show, as beginning in the new year, we'll also have the fully offensive segments returning to the Locals. I'm just traveling right now, so it's been a little bit hard to do the extra content, but I will be having them back. And as you can see, we are making things work out here. It's very amazing. You guys are awesome SOBs. I look forward to seeing you soon. I really do love you. And I want to say an encouragement at the end, as I like to say, you know, sometimes in this world, we have trials and we have tribulations. And the Bible says, take heart because God has overcome the world. And there are moments in our lives where we can feel like, you know, the opposition or the things that are in our lives can be too heavy. Maybe it's too much. And I hate the verse that people make up that's a lie that says God will not give you more than you can bear. Because that's just not true. Because you could literally get crucified or you can be murdered, which is more than you could actually bear. What the verse actually says is he won't give you temptation more than you can bear, like with a way out, meaning he'll give you tests and he'll give you a way out of the test. And so the testings of life are many and they come all the time. And don't be afraid when they come. Don't be afraid when you fail. Don't be afraid when you succeed a long time, then you fail later in life. Don't be afraid for the trials that will come your way and the temptations. Guys, we are in this together. We love the Lord. We serve the Lord with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We will continue to fight the good fight of faith and do the best that we can in all things. And so don't give up hope. Don't give up in anything. Continue to keep your eyes on Christ, and the storm will calm and the noise will die down. I'm Elijah Schaefer. Have a great rest of the week. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.